BBC News with Roisin Hasty. A court in Washington has charged a Los Angeles man with attempting to assassinate President Trump. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen is accused of storming the White House correspondents' dinner on Saturday, armed with guns and knives. The event at the Washington Hotel was attended by the president and top administration figures. This report from our North America correspondent, Shaima Khalil.
The courtroom fell silent as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen was brought in by law enforcement officers. Wearing a blue jumpsuit and a wristband, he appeared calm as the judge read him his rights. When asked about his education, he replied, a master's degree. Besides being charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump, Allen also faces two other charges: the interstate transportation of firearms to commit a felony and the discharge of a firearm in a crime of violence. He did not enter a plea. Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, who was in court, later said in a press conference that there were likely to be more charges.
President Trump says the ABC network should immediately fire the comedian Jimmy Kimmel for likening his wife to an expectant widow. The late-night show host was delivering a spoof speech on the eve of the White House correspondents' dinner shooting. The president described the monologue as a despicable call to violence. The White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt said such statements put the president and his family at risk.
The deranged lies and smears against the president, his family, his supporters have led crazy people to believe crazy things, and they are inspired to commit violence because of those words. It has to stop.
Jimmy Kimmel was briefly suspended last September following White House pressure on ABC over his comments about the assassination of the MAGA influencer Charlie Kirk. King Charles and Queen Camilla have attended an event at the White House at the start of a four-day state visit to the US amid souring ties between America and Britain. They were greeted by President Trump and First Lady Melania. More from our correspondent, Nella Taufik.
First on the agenda was a private tea with President Trump and the First Lady, followed by a tour of the White House beehives and then later a garden party. A chance to strengthen personal ties behind closed doors and ease their country's strained relations. Tomorrow will include a state banquet at the White House after the King delivers an address to a joint session of Congress, only the second time a British monarch has done so. This is the biggest diplomatic challenge yet of the King's reign. He'll need to balance reasserting the UK's interests and charming his unpredictable host.
Armed men have killed at least 29 people in northeastern Nigeria's Adamawa state. Local residents have said the gunmen entered a football pitch where people were gathering and started shooting at random. They also burnt houses, motorcycles and places of worship. World News from the BBC. Special forces in Mexico have arrested a top commander of the powerful Jalisco New Generation cartel. Aldeas Flores, also known as El Jardinero, was captured in the western state of Nayarit. The Mexican security minister said Flores was wanted in both Mexico and in the US. The funeral has taken place of 13 of the 20 victims of a bomb attack on a bus in southwestern Colombia. Local media say they were mainly farmers and local leaders. Clitzia Sala reports.
People in the Cajibillo municipality in Colombia's southwestern Cauca region have paid tribute to 9 women and 4 men who died on Saturday in an attack on the Pan American Highway. Mourners carried white flowers and signs calling for peace in an area long affected by violence and drug trafficking. A roadside bomb exploded beside a bus that had been stopped at a rebel roadblock in one of the deadliest attacks against civilians in recent years. The authorities have blamed the attack on Ivan Mordisco, the country's most wanted fugitive who leads a breakaway faction of the former FARC rebel group.
Taylor Swift has applied to trademark her voice and appearance in a move to protect herself from artificial intelligence impersonations. The applications made by global pop superstar in the US include 2 of audio clips of her introducing herself while promoting her last album and a picture of her on stage. German authorities are investigating the death of a German tourist in Egypt after he was bitten by a snake during a performance at a hotel in Hurghada earlier this month. Police say 2 reptiles thought to be cobras were draped around the necks of the guests during a snake charming show. One was allegedly allowed to crawl into the Bavarian's trousers and bit him. The victim, who was reported to show signs of poisoning, was resuscitated and taken to hospital, but later died. BBC News.